If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
8:40, Paul J. and Chris.
I watched that debate last night.
Yeah, I watched part of it. I couldn't take the whole thing.
You know, I couldn't take it either. I just looked away and messed around.
I wanted to smack Tim Kaine upside the head.
For
interrupting. What is they 72
well,
times.
It started out
72 times.
It was a very civil discussion they were having, and then all of a sudden Tim Kaine decided he was going to start the interruptions.
Yeah.
And they basically didn't stop from either one of them for the whole rest of the evening.
Yeah. And you know what I found? Pence, I thought, was a cold fish.
However, there are a lot of people who like that.
Well, I think he won the debate. They said that
he never got, he was unflappable.
He didn't get rattled.
So he never got flapped, I guess.
But here's what I thought. I thought Kaine was more like Trump. And Pence was more like
Hillary. Kind of off the cuff,
he was calm and cool and had his stuff together, whereas Kaine was kind of a growling. It's like when you go to a house and they have a little dog that won't stop barking at you.
A little bit, yeah. Well, it was very much so, and I think that must have been his game plan.
Yeah,
but he had for the most part, I think he had his facts straight. I think both of them did.
The funniest thing last night, though, on Facebook, the Republicans declared Pence the winner before the debate started. They had it on there for like an hour, and then somebody said, "You fools, the debate hasn't happened yet."
Yeah.
And they took it down, and then the minute the debate was over, they put it back up.
Yeah,
same story.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
And then what was one of the shows last night? It was comedy, but they said, "Oh, and here's another one." They mistakenly let go, and it was supposed to have been released the day after the election. That said, we never really supported Trump anyway. You know, it was from the Republican National Committee.
Oy, oy, oy. Well, in a race.
But listen to some of these comments that people made. This guy named Tommy says, "Remember when George W. Bush seemed like a poor choice for the presidency? Fun times."
Where is he now? We were talking the other day about who we take now over the two guys we got running now. And a lot of people that we didn't particularly care for at one point in time or another looking pretty good right now. Not naming names.
One person said the outcome of this was not nearly as crucial or damaging as the first presidential debate, especially given the lack of viewership.
I agree.
So apparently...
Wasn't viewed by a lot, huh?
Well, I don't know what the numbers are yet. I haven't heard them. But the presidential debate was viewed... They were hoping for more than 100 million. It turned out to be somewhere between 80 and 100.
Mm-hmm.
million, but you know, still that's a lot of people for all watching the same television show at the same time, regardless of what it is, you know, news or whatever.
It was on 90,000 channels, so with one person on every channel watching the show.
But what reminded me of the presidential debate is that who won depends upon whom you ask.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask a Republican, they will tell you that Pence won, and if you ask a Democrat, they'll tell you that Kaine won.
I haven't heard as much.
Which, again, you know, I think I've heard one person now in the last 6 months, one person saying that something somebody said actually changed their minds. And it was a guy last night. He said that Tim Kaine was so rude that now he wanted to vote for Donald Trump. And I thought, well, what did you think last week?
Yeah, when Trump was the interrupter.
Right.
I tell you what, I did not like Kaine's demeanor at all. We'll talk more about it. Time to take a break. It's 8:45. Time for a final check of right now traffic brought to you by my friends at Stormore Sheds. Need to get organized? Let Stormore help create a space of your own with a new shed, shop, or garage. Here's Ron.
KBOI. Remember, you are listening to Paul J. and Chris on 670 KBOI.
All right, it is the 8 o'clock hour, and we're asking you right now, be the sixth caller at 336-3711 And you'll be in the drawing for the great Hawaii trip for two to the Boise State game. Once again, this is your cue to call. Be caller number six at 336-3711 and qualify for this great Hawaii trip for two.
Going to be a great one. Mm-hmm. November 12th, Boise State plays at Hawaii, and you can even go to the game while you're there.
Yeah.
People have told me that before, that they've gone over to Hawaii
and
to go to a game. And they went to the game, but they seriously considered just going to the beach instead because, we're in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But no, it's great to go root on the Broncos.
Good atmosphere
anywhere.
Over there, yeah.
It is. It's fun.
Yeah. In a presidential race where Hillary Clinton has sought to disqualify Donald Trump over his temperament, her running mate, Tim Kaine, facing a mounting fallout over his demeanor at last night's first and only VP debate. What was the headline? People are frustrated and disgusted at this presidential race.
Donald Trump last night, about two-thirds of the way through the vice presidential debate, tweeted that it was disgraceful that Tim Kaine was interrupting so much and he shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Just like Donald did. Yeah.
And then right after that, a whole bunch of people mentioned the word hypocrisy.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of funny because, you know, knowing Trump, he probably didn't think he interrupted that much.
Yeah. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway, speaking this morning on Fox and Friends, pointedly called out Kaine for interruptions and even suggested his treatment of moderator Elaine Quijano undercuts the campaign's appeal to women voters. He interrupted 72 times, she said. It doesn't play well on TV. And frankly, the ignoring of the female moderator was a low point.
I didn't notice that. Well,
but I did notice the constant interruptions. I quit watching it because.
Well, yeah, she never really got a word in edgewise. She had less control, if you can imagine, than Lester Holt did the previous week.
Wow. Conway claimed the Clinton camp was dealing with a 1-2 punch a day after Bill Clinton undercut his wife's health care message.
Why do you think he said that?
I don't know.
Strategically, that was poor.
Or was it?
Well, I would think so, but, you know, to say that...
Strategies get weird.
Because she has said that she can, you know, she wants to continue Obamacare. She wants to make it even bigger or more widespread. And all of a sudden, Bill Clinton says something to the effect of it was a strange idea.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, they...
And it's eaten during itself, during his
8 years in office, they tried to pass universal health care, well, all the time.
Yeah. Not going to work. No more calls, please. We do have our winner. And call on 3711. And not now, but we'll be doing it again next hour.
Somebody says, here's the debate in summary. Kaine, Trump called women pigs. Pence, nope. Kaine, he wants to use nukes. Pence, nope. Well, and it was back and forth like that.
Yep.
Yes, you did. No, he didn't. Yes, you did. No, he didn't.
Yep.
It's like one of those Monty Python routines.
Yeah. Vice presidential debates rarely have a big impact.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
No, you did too. They have rarely have a big impact on the race for the White House. It's unclear whether last night's feisty face-off will make a dent in the numbers. Let me answer that for you. Nope. At the top of the ticket, prepare for their second debate on Sunday.
Is anybody really teetering between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and basing it on whether they like Tim Kaine and Mike Pence? Probably somebody out there is.
Like I'm going to say, Kaine belongs with Trump. Pence belongs with...
Gigi says, last night made me wonder if political amnesia is a disease caused by vaccines.
No question.
People are getting clever.
Elaine Quijano faced criticism for letting the format get out of hand. And I think that I don't know what moderator, I want to see a moderator take control of one of these things. Maybe get up and walk over and shake a finger in their face.
Here's how you do it. You tell them they have 2 minutes, and at the end of 2 minutes, their microphone turns off.
Yeah.
And the other person gets 2 minutes.
She consistently said that.
And at the end of 2 minutes, the other person's microphone turns off.
Yeah, so she needs an engineer sitting next to her.
Or do it the way they did that thing a few weeks ago when One night they sat down with Donald Trump for a half hour, and the next night they sat down with Hillary Clinton for a half hour or whenever it was. But there was nobody to interrupt. But they weren't even in the same room together, just arguing. They just both presented their side. So, but real quick here, somebody posted a picture of Tim Kaine making kind of a strange face, and it's right next to a picture of Jack Nicholson as the Joker. And, of course, the caption is, "Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?" But take a look. A little similar?
Yeah.
I mean, not exactly.
Not exactly.
Tim Kaine's hair isn't green.
Yeah.
But apart from that.
About the only difference. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both Trump and Clinton were giving their respective running mates a big thumbs up this morning. But you wonder what they said in private. We'll be back after a news break. At the top of the hour, it's Wednesday morning. Idaho Talks Live with Paul Jay and Chris.
If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul Jay Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back talking about the vice presidential debate.
Which was just thrilling last night. Bob of Boise, I like this.
No, it wasn't thrilling.
Yeah, I know. It was. That was my way of introducing irony into the program.
Correct.
Bob, and I like this because I said earlier that, you know, the perfect way to avoid interruptions is when your time runs out, your microphone goes off. So if you're still talking at the end of 2 minutes, people can say, well, you know, that guy can't even figure out what to say in 120 seconds.
So do you think they should have the moderator go time and then shut the mic off?
I would like it better.
It's not a bad idea.
I would like it better than the constant just, interrupting. And plus, when they think they've got something to say, she will be trying to tell them it's not their turn, and they will just keep talking, assuming that apparently someone can decipher three voices at once. And she even said that one time. She says, you know, when you two gentlemen are talking over each other, and nobody can understand anything you're saying.
And plus, it gets them off their train of thought. It derails their train of thought.
Which may have been still boarding at the station anyway. Mm-hmm. Bob Boise says, I think the candidates should be wired so when they are supposed to be quiet and they are not, the moderator can give them a bit of a jolt. That would be some good TV.
No! Okay.
Well, wait, Governor, I feel that I should respond. Never mind.
Yeah. Might be good. So we've been reading comments.
Yeah, exactly.
Been reading comments on Fox News. CNN had five takeaways.
Okay.
Number one. Well, hang on. I think I missed number. Yeah. Number one, Pence's temperament wins the night.
Okay. Between the two, he seemed like the more reasonable individual and just a tad less smarmy.
Yeah. The Indiana governor who called himself Rush Limbaugh on decaf was in full talk radio mode. Kaine should switch to decaf. His interruptions, one after another, were so distracting that it often distracted from the substance of the debate and made policy conversations hard to follow. Well, I'll go a step further. Impossible to follow.
And they're toward the end. You could tell that Kaine had a list of lines that he was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And when he ran out of stuff to say, he just kept repeating the same things. I can't believe that you would defend, you know, and to be fair to Mike Pence, he really wasn't defending much of what Donald Trump said. Whenever they said, how can you defend a president who said this about women or this about Mexicans, he would change the subject. Now, I admit that that's the same thing for which last week I criticized Hillary. But I don't know. The whole point of,
Hillary and Kaine belongs with Trump.
The whole point of these debates should be
demeanor wise,
not to bash the other party, not to bash the other person running, not to bring up a whole lot of different things like, well, here's why you're worse than me. Well, here's why you're worse than me. You know, not any of that. Just talk about the issues and say, here's what our side would do. Here's what your side wants to do. Here's the difference, and explain it to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, explain to us what it is you really want to do. In fact, make some promises that, you know, if you don't keep them, we can impeach you.
Yeah. Pence, I thought Pence's best line was, and he used it a couple of times, you finally got that in, huh? You finally got that in. You worked that in.
Well, yeah,
huh?
And it was true because they sounded rehearsed.
Yeah. Kane did get in some hits against Trump. He was determined to spend the night throwing out as many of Trump's controversial and incendiary remarks as possible, mm-hmm. hoping some would sink in for a large visiting audience.
Eddie said, favorite Mike Pence line from last night, why don't people trust Hillary? Because they're paying attention.
That's a good line, too. Okay, number three, Pence freelances on Trump's foreign policy agenda. So he kind of split from the top of his own ticket, especially when he referred to Russia. Pence called Vladimir Putin a small and bullying leader and denied that Trump has praised Putin.
Well, here's
Trump
the deal.
Trump has offered kind words about him.
And again, this is a matter of quoting somebody exactly or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the internet, Pence being interviewed and Trump being interviewed, saying that Putin is has been able to lead Russia, that he's been the leader that Russia needed, that he was, you know, the guy that gave. They never once used the word great. And every time Tim Kaine mentioned that last night, he said, you know, Trump says that Putin is a great leader. And Pence said, we never said that. Well, yeah, technically they never said great leader, but they did say very effective leader.
Well, what they said.
That would be like praising Adolf Hitler and saying, well, Hitler was a great leader. And you know how they used to say during World War II, they would say about Italy, because they were fascists under Mussolini, and they would say, well, at least the trains run on time now.
Yeah.
You know, like, wow, this fascism isn't so bad.
Pence told CNN's Dana Bash last month. That it was inarguable that Putin is a stronger leader than President Barack Obama.
And that's why he could keep saying, I never said he was a great leader.
Yeah. And Pence displayed a discipline that Trump didn't in his first presidential debate. He didn't take the bait.
No, never once.
Kaine threw a litany of attacks on Trump, as you mentioned this earlier, at Pence. Pence often scoffed, batted them away, and moved on. And believe me, that thing could have used some moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And America really learned nothing about vice presidential candidates, which I don't know if that matters at all.
Well, the last time it did really matter.
It was 1963,
yeah. And I know when Nixon resigned, Ford became president, but Ford hadn't run for vice president. He was appointed vice president after Agnew resigned.
Right.
But, yeah, the last time a sitting vice president that was elected as a vice president became president was when Kennedy was shot.
Yeah. All right. We need to take a break. We'll be back with your phone calls. Got several. It's 9:13.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
KBOI rewards code. Interrupt. How could it be anything else?
Interrupt.
How could it be anything else? Interrupt. So go to 670KBOI.com. Enter interrupt.
Mark and Meridian said something interesting. He says at least both VP candidates have sons in the Marines. They have skin in the game.
True.
You know, and that might, I think it would. I think it would affect your decisions about foreign policy if you knew that your own children would be, some of the ones having to take care of it.
Yeah. Let's go to Luther and Chalice. And let me see if I can bring him up. Luther, good morning.
There he is.
Good morning. Yeah. I'll tell you what. They can, the Republicans can dish it out, but they don't like taking it. And that's what I got out of the whole thing, and that's why Kaine was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew what he was doing, and Pence had to hold tight because he couldn't act like Donald. And yet, you know, he's the apprentice. And so we got to look out. It's I'm not pleased. I didn't learn anything.
Nope.
I'm still voting the way I was going to vote.
Well, I think that I don't think either one of these debates has changed any minds.
Oh no! I mean, it is like I remember taking debating class. What's wrong with these people?
I'll tell you what's wrong with them is it's not a formal debate in that there are judges sitting there marking down points for things that you do wrong and things that you do right. Their only job is to try to convince people, you know, out there in TV land that they are the one to trust. And I don't know that either one of them gets that done, but they don't really follow the rules of the debate because there's no penalty if they don't.
That's right. And there's no penalty when politicians do what they do to the government all the time. And, you know, it's not a day goes by, something strange comes out about Mr. T-Rump. So I don't know. We're going to have to really watch out because we're going to have a hard time learning Russian as a second language. Let's go get them, Broncos.
Thanks, Luther.
Pust vieg dabud zyet sansa. Pence, okay, this is Sheldon. He's written in to say Pence was calm and professional. 2 points for that. However, he also defended the antiquated and archaic logic of legislating morality, minus 2,000 points for that. Pence lost. Yes, Kaine was distracting and rude during the beginning. This was disappointing because Kaine trounced Pence on substance, especially when Pence would only respond with, there you go with that liberal logic. Now, getting back to the logic of legislating morality, in particular, I think all Pence really brought up was abortion. He's anti-abortion, wanted everybody to know that, and he's not the least bit ashamed of it. Yeah. He believes that, you know, once a life has been created, if you kill it, that's murder.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in this country do believe that. A lot of people in this country don't believe that, and that's one of those things that...
It's hard to change a mind.
It's hard to change people's minds about it. I mean, it's probably something we'll be fighting about for... I don't know, at least another 100 years.
Let's go to Fred in Boise. Fred.
Good morning. I got two items. One, you talked about turning off the mics. I think they should keep track of the time and give the one who's under time the time at the end, which they all want.
Like a soccer game.
Yeah.
And
the other
time.
Well, the thing is that everybody liked Pence so well that if Trump's elected, there'll be no problem with impeaching him. And they'll have Pence.
There we go, yeah.
All right, Fred. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's go to Rich in Boise. Rich, good morning.
Well, I think that last debate did change people's minds. The polls sure changed, so...
It depends on the poll, though. And I know there's scientific and unscientific polls, and everybody's got their own poll, and Drudge has Trump at 81%.
Most of the election polls, battleground states polls, all showed Hillary gaining quite a bit after that last debate.
Except in Ohio?
Huh?
In Ohio, right?
But, yeah, it didn't show her gaining in Ohio, but it showed every place else. The Republicans like the polls when Donald Trump's ahead, when he starts losing behind, then all of a sudden they're not real polls. But I agree with the thing of cutting off the mic. I thought of that in the first debate. They should just, when their time's up, they should give them another 10 seconds and cut off the mic, and then they could just be up there pantomiming for the rest of the time. The people.
that would be funny on a split screen.
The people in the audience might hear something, but people on network TV, all they had to see was a guy up there moving his mouth. Because that irritates him. It irritated me when Donald Trump did it. That's what I didn't like about it. And I think Kaine did it too much last night. He was trying to get Pence to defend some of the stuff Donald Trump said, but he won't, which that will work for him because they'll be doing ads of Pence. You know, sometimes he just denied Donald Trump saying things that Donald Trump said, and, you know, so they'll be able to use that. But
is this the first?
I thought it was unwatchable.
Is this the first campaign? It's the first one that comes to mind with me where people are on record, on television, having said certain things, and then when it's brought up in a debate, they just deny having ever said it. And immediately you can just go right to the film. I mean, I know it's a lot easier to do that than it used to be.
True.
Well, I think this is what our elections are going to be like, sad to say.
Like a game of the dozens.
Well, I mean, Trump and his style, he made it all the way through the Republican primary without, if you remember the debates, John Kasich, he wanted to talk about issues, and Rand Paul, and John Kasich could have easily won this election, but that's not what was wanted. But.
Yeah. All right, we got to run. We're up against a hard break. It's 9:26.
KBY News Time is 9:30. Good morning. I'm Rick Worthington. Well, Candy County asked the city of Caldwell on Monday night to reconsider, approving a jail expansion project. The Planning and Zoning Committee denied that application. And I'll tell you what, Sheriff Kieran Donahue is not very happy about it. We told you there was going to be a press conference at the top of the hour. That is underway right now. Sheriff Kieran Donahue with some fairly strong words for the Planning and Zoning Committee, as well as county commissioners for the, should we just say, the tent facility is not very popular with him. It's the same facility where four people have escaped just this year alone. We'll have much more. That press conference, by the way, still going on right now. We'll have more on that for you at the top of the hour here on 670 KBOI. Last night's debate between vice presidential candidates, Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine, both spirited and relatively civil at the same time. Bob Constantini reports running mates talked about the people at the top of the ticket, including which is the better insulter. But they're also sober talk about international affairs and commander-in-chief responsibilities.
Both candidates have sons in the Marines, so Tim Kaine and Mike Pence appreciate what's at stake in a troubled world. Kaine took a swipe at Donald Trump's praise of strongmen, including two the United States helped overthrow, two Trump has said should never have been overthrown.
He's got kind of a personal Mount Rushmore. Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, Muammar Gaddafi, and Saddam Hussein.
Pence accused the Obama administration and, by extension, Hillary Clinton of making the Middle East a much less safe place.
The Iranian deal that Hillary Clinton initiated, $150 billion,
stopping a nuclear weapons program without firing a shot.
You didn't stop the nuclear weapons program.
Yes, we did.
Bob Costantini, Midlothian, Virginia.
Meanwhile, investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are making progress as they paint the picture of what happened in the moments before the New Jersey train crashed in Hoboken last week, killing one and injuring over 100. Steve Kastenbaum says they were able to recover some key pieces of equipment yesterday, and it will help them better understand what the train was doing in the minutes and seconds before it blasted through a wall at the end of the line.
The section of Hoboken Terminal where the train crashed through the wall was finally made safe enough for investigators to get into the first train car Tuesday morning.
We were able to retrieve the lead car event recorder and the lead car video data recorder, or VDR.
NTSB lead investigator James Southworth said they sent it all to their lab to be analyzed.
We expect the recorders will be able to provide the investigators with speed information, throttle positions, braking system information, and about 100 other parameters.
They also found the engineer's personal items in the cab.
We did find a cell phone in the engineer's backpack.
It, too, was sent to the NTSB's lab to be examined. Southworth said don't expect any quick resolution to this investigation.
It's a well-orchestrated industrial ballet, and it takes quite a long time, and we go very thorough.
Officials briefed on the investigation, though, said judging by the damage done to the station, it appears that the New Jersey Transit train was traveling 2 to 3 times faster than the 10-mile-per-hour speed limit on that section of track. Steve Kastenbaum in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Meanwhile, police have broken up a sophisticated sex trafficking operation they say involved hundreds of women across 4 states.
Hundreds of women were brought from Thailand to America and forced to work as prostitutes, say special agents in Minneapolis, as part of a prostitution ring that operated in that city as well as Chicago, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Phoenix, L.A., and other cities. 17 were indicted, including an organization boss in Belgium. An indictment calls the women effectively slaves. Officials say victims were typically poor residents of Bangkok, lured with promises of a better life than controlled through a debt contract that may never be paid. isolation and threats their families would be harmed if they escaped. Officials say they hope the arrests will dismantle the operation. I'm Scott Carr.
Take a look at some real-time numbers here for you. The Dow Jones Industrial up 114 points. I'm Rick Worthington, 670 KBOI.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:37.
Where would you rather be right now?
Well, here, give me some options.
Here or in Polynesia?
It's happening in Polynesia.
On an island where there's a football game.
Oh, that Polynesia.
Yeah.
I would rather be in Polynesia. How you can get there.
The state.
Yes, of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, be caller number 6 at 336-3711. That's 336, follow orders, 336-3711. You'll be in the drawing for this great Hawaii trip. You got to be caller 6.
You will qualify. We are getting a qualifier. Mm-hmm. Caller number 6, 336-3711. Call right now, and we'll qualify you. That trip is going to be over the weekend of the 12th when Boise State plays at Hawaii.
12th of November.
12th of November, exactly.
Yeah. Contest sponsored by...
Don't have to panic just yet.
Hayden Homes, 25 years of building memories in your home for Boise State football. That's us, 670 KBOI.
Instant message here from Mike of Emmett. We're talking about last night's vice presidential debate. And Mike says, in last night's debate, Kane's biggest whopper was when he said the following. Under Secretary Clinton's leadership, she was part of the national team, public safety team, that went after and revived the dormant hunt against bin Laden and wiped him off the face of the earth. And he says, we all know that bin Laden was taken down by a feisty female agent who had worked 5 years tracking him. Another Hillary Bosnia moment.
I saw that movie.
Yeah.
Let's go to Randy and Jerome. Randy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I think the probably that debate was almost irrelevant, 99% irrelevant.
Yeah, irrelevant and unwatchable.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch because who cares? You know, who cares? They were just taking pot shots at each other. But as far as the point that there was no reasonable prosecutor who would bring charges against Hillary Clinton, basically says that Loretta Lynch is reasonable, and how many prosecutors do you know of that are not always reasonable, but they go ahead
Both sides really want to create the illusion out there that if you're accused of something, it means that you're guilty, whether or not you're ever prosecuted for it.
Yeah, well, see, therefore that's why we have this process called due process.
Yeah. All right, hang on just a second.
Why do we have a justice system?
We do have a winner. We have a winner. No more phone calls, please. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like due process is part of the process. Undue process is just to say we won't bring any charges against this person because I don't think it's reasonable. But the danger in that is it causes a terrible atmosphere in our society as to where, people who think in a criminal way, they think, I'll probably get away with this, so I'll do it. And then there are other people that think that, well, I won't do it because I probably will get caught. And then there's the 90% of the people in the middle that just don't do it because they have that sense of a social contract that, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah.
But the only problem with that is we have very few of those people in any positions of power.
That actually practice what they preach.
No question about that.
That's what scares me is the whole atmosphere that pervades our country that, they see people get away with stuff like breaking the law, lying to Congress. I mean, if there was nothing else, other than just a bad memory, she at least perjured herself many, many times, and even the director of the FBI said that right out, that she perjured herself. So do we want to have a president who can't remember what they did, you know, 6 months ago?
Oh, we've had a bunch.
Do we want another one? Or they're just going to lie right in your face.
Well, it's like in the late 80s, you know, when I can't remember whether it was Reagan or the elder Bush that said it, but one of them said, you know, when asked about a particular decision they had made, well, I can't remember what I was doing last June 7th. Can you remember everything you did on that day? And I think the moderator at the time, or the person asking the question, it wasn't a debate, so it was before the Senate, but the person asking the question said, well, if I had decided that we should trade arms for hostages, I think I would remember that.
Might remember that one. All right,
yeah,
Randy.
Okay, guys. Thanks
a lot. Thank you. Yeah, I think you're supposed to remember those. Let's go to Kathy in Boise. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's on your mind, Kathy?
Well, I just wanted to say that in response to the last caller, I think when you listen to the debate and you see that the measured way that Mike Pence had made his points about Hillary's record, that is not in the realm of accusations. I think it's very reasonable to be able to bring up her record with her failed policies and everything that she did in the Middle East and when she was Secretary of State, her emails and all the other things. These are documented things that she has done, and there's really nothing wrong with bringing that up.
Yeah, if you spend your life in public service, you're going to leave a trail of what you've done, what you haven't done, and you're fair game.
And you remember yesterday we mentioned that no matter what decision you make, if you are an administrator of some sort, it will benefit some people, but it will be a hardship to others. And so you're always, no matter what decision you make, even the simplest decision, you're going to have somebody who doesn't like it and somebody who does.
Well, and when you have a negative record, you need to be responsible for the consequences that have occurred. Whether it's pleasing to somebody or not pleasing to someone, that's really not the matter. Mm-hmm. When you have serious failings in your functions as an officer in whatever capacity you are, you need to be held accountable for what you do.
Yep, good stuff. Thanks, Kathy.
And
she's right. If you're in public service, you leave tracks.
Joe of Boise says, do facts really matter? Not in declaring the winner in Pence versus Kane, according to PolitiFact. Their ratings, Pence, true or mostly true, 23%. False or half true, 62%. False, 27%. Kane, true or mostly true, 38%. False or half truth, 34%. And completely false, 8%. Yep, facts don't matter. Style wins again. Well, and to a certain extent, that's true, because in these debates, sometimes they fail to answer questions. They fail to talk about the issues, and they just start bringing up old news and insulting each other.
Yep.
And so eventually, people start judging them on their demeanor and on their character rather than the things they're saying, because that's all they've got.
And I think his demeanor really hurt Pence last night. Whether or not it matters, I don't know. We'll be back. We got to talk about some more of this weird debate. It's 9:45. All right, let's do a little fact checking on last night. Pence said that's nonsense after Kane claimed Trump was proposing a deportation force to go house to house and send away millions of immigrants who are here illegally.
To be fair,
Trump did say that.
To be fair, Pence didn't specify whether he meant the idea or what Tim Kaine was saying was nonsense. Yeah, I know he meant what Tim Kaine was saying.
Yeah, exactly. Kaine claimed Pence was the chief cheerleader for privatization of Social Security. That's wrong. Misleading, anyway. Pence proposed voluntary private accounts, not private sector takeover.
Okay.
Pence implied Clinton was wrong when she cited the fatal shooting of a black man by a black cop as a case of implicit bias. Research shows there can be implicit bias against members of the same racial group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm biased against a lot of white people.
Yeah, I was going to say all white people don't like all white people. Kane claimed that Trump's plan won't raise would raise taxes on the middle class. That may be true for some middle-income taxpayers, but the Tax Foundation found that most would get a tax cut, as he said. Pence said the Clinton Foundation gave less than 10% to charitable organizations. That's misleading. One philanthropy watchdog said the foundation spent 87% on charitable work. It's a big difference between 87 and 10. Pence said the Trump Foundation is a private family foundation, and they give virtually every cent to charitable causes. That's far from true. The Trump Foundation.
What does virtually every cent mean?
I don't know.
It means not every cent.
Yeah, because virtual things aren't real.
Yeah.
Kane and Pence were both partly right and partly wrong in characterizing Donald Trump's statements on other countries, including Japan and South Korea, getting nuclear weapons. Boy, there's a lot of facts here. Pence denied, he said, as Kane claimed, that Russian President Vladimir Putin was a better leader than President Obama. Pence did say Putin has been a stronger leader. Well, we're splitting hairs.
But they were splitting hairs last night. He kept saying, I didn't say that. And he said, yes, you did. And technically, he didn't say exactly that, but he said something very similar to that.
Yeah, they meant almost the same thing. Kane claimed that Trump said we need to get rid of NATO. Trump did say NATO is obsolete, or maybe, but he hasn't said that the International Security Alliance should be eliminated.
Yeah. The line about who's a better leader, I mean, if you ask somebody who studies government, they will tell you the most efficient, not the best, the most fair, but the most efficient form of government is actually a dictatorship. Because there's only one person making all the decisions, and everybody has to fall in line or you get removed from society. Yeah. Now, it's efficient, but it's not fair, it's heinous, it's terrible, and nobody is the better for it.
But, as you said earlier, the trains are on time.
It's efficient, but it doesn't mean we want it here.
Yeah. Pence disputed Kane's statement that the FBI concluded that not one reasonable prosecutor would bring charges against Clinton for mishandling classified information. Kane was right.
Okay.
And we just had a phone call on that a minute ago.
I wonder what the unreasonable prosecutors would do.
They also flagged a host of repeated claims on job growth, Trump's tax returns, abortion, and more. So,
all right.
There you go.
H.G. of McCall says, a quote from one of our presidents, I won't say who, I didn't do it and I won't do it again.
Yeah, you looked that up. That's pretty good.
It was a quote from Nixon, but it was actually Rich Little that said it when he was imitating Nixon.
Yeah.
In 1992, there was a hoax that Rich Little and somebody else pulled off. They called one of the national radio shows and said that Nixon was going to be running for president, and that was one of his lines. Actually, what he said was, "I never did anything wrong, and I won't do it again. Let me make one thing perfectly clear." Work on my Nixon. It's not very good.
Yeah. We had Nixon on this radio show years ago.
It was Donald Nixon. I mean, that's what I sounded like. Bill of Boise says, about abortion, don't these people know that every time a baby is conceived, there are hundreds of thousands of living matter that dies? It's called sperm, and whatever it does not create a baby dies. So where does it all begin? If someone found a cell like a sperm cell on Mars, the headlines would read, Life Found on Mars, without a doubt. I don't think that the people who are against abortion are arguing that every single cell needs to be preserved. It's natural that, one of them creates a baby and the rest don't.
Yeah, it's just the way it happens.
But what they believe is once there has been conception, the egg and the sperm have gotten together, that after that, that's a person.
See, statements like these that show you that nobody's ever getting together on the abortion issue.
Yeah.
Those that believe, that don't, they don't. All right. Wednesday's gone. Something to think about with Mike Rogers coming up next, brought to you by Boise Church of Christ.